You know how David Letterman has that show on Netflix called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea the person that he sits down with is so famous, he doesn't need to introduce you to them. That's the concept of the show. I mean, when you get to David Letterman level, you know, remember he spoke to Barack Obama. He has spoken to the most famous people on the planet. So this season, he has Robert Downey Jr. He has Kim Kardashian. He has Lizzo.
Does he still have the real crazy beard?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. He still looks like skinny Santa Claus. Yeah, absolutely. So they, you know, they're starting to air them. So they finally dropped the Kim Kardashian episode. They've been teasing it for a while. So I sat down and I watched it. Here's what was interesting. You know, David Letterman, he's a great interviewer. Even to this day, he is still a great interviewer. He asks really good questions. He gets away with asking those really uncomfortable questions. Like he went into the whole thing about how her father represented OJ and how the family was torn over it because, remember, Kris Jenner was best friends with Nicole Brown Simpson, and she was like, OJ murdered my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But her husband was defending him because they were best friends. So Kim talked about how she'd go to her dad's house and, you know, she'd be with her dad and the dad would be like, no, we're pro OJ here. And then she'd be with her mom. Her mom would be like, that guy's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So Letterman asked her, do you have an opinion about this? Do you think that OJ killed Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend? And, you know, Kim Kardashian's gotten pretty good at giving non-answers. And what she said was, I'm still really good friends with OJ's daughters. And I don't want to say what I think because I don't want to upset anybody. So let's just move on and, you know, let me not say what I think about this because it really doesn't matter what I think. So she handled that really well. In the audience, this was funny because so she first sits down and Letterman looks at the audience and goes, don't stare at them, stop staring. And then they pan the audience and you see that Chris is there, Kanye is there, Khloe is there, and Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
The spare Kardashian, the one we don't really need, is there also. So it was kind of nice that there they were in the audience, you know, sitting like amongst the great unwashed.
Mm-hmm.
So Letterman starts getting into the real nitty gritty with her and starts asking her about what actually happened to her in Paris when she was robbed. And she tells the entire story, like everything she was thinking, everything she was feeling, everything they did to her. She was sure she was going to get raped because she was wearing this robe with nothing underneath it. So here's a little bit of this interview, and it's a really good interview.
At about 3 a.m, I hear this like stomping up the stairs. And I thought Courtney and my friend Stephanie came home drunk and were being really loud and obnoxious. And I just yelled for them a few times. I realized they're not responding to me. Immediate panic. The doors open right away and it's policemen. So I thought. They kept on saying, the ring, the ring. So I handed him my ring. And then he grabbed me, and I was wearing a robe, and I wasn't wearing anything under it.
We all right?
I don't want to ruin my makeup.
She starts crying, and that's her big concern. So, you know, he's like, your makeup is fine. And she goes on and she tells the whole story. And it's a really intense story and how these people had been following her for years. But every time she was there in Paris, she was there with Kanye and they were afraid to rob her then. And she was finally like, Kanye was on tour and she was by herself. And they were like, now's our big moment. And the guys, they finally arrested everybody. And it was like 4 guys, 2 of them were in their 50s, 1 guy in his 60s, 1 guy in his 70s.
Really?
Yeah, like robbers. You would think robbing feels like a young man's game to me. I feel like by the time you turn 50, you're like, you know what? I'll just like steal soda from the Walmart. Like I can't break and enter anymore.
Mm-hmm. But after 50, it's really hard to get a job if you lose your job. So you kind of have to go back to robbing people, I think.
I guess so. And they had guns. So I guess that you could do anything at gunpoint any age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then she was funny because she was like, I told Kendall and Kylie that I was going to be on this show. And they said, who's David Letterman? No idea who you were.
No, they didn't see that.
Yeah, she said that, you know, they don't watch television. They're a generation that if it's not on Instagram or YouTube, they don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good interview. It was really interesting. It was like, I feel like I knew everything there was to know about Kim Kardashian until she sat down with Letterman and told all these other stories that were just incredibly fascinating. And she talked about what we talked about the other day, that, you know, whether she should or shouldn't sit down with Trump. And she was like, look, I wasn't there to support him. I was there because people were in prison for life for petty crimes. So I had to take my image and be like, that's not important. I got to help these people. I made a commitment. So it doesn't matter who's in the White House. She's like, I'm going to keep doing this regardless of who's in the White House.
Mm-hmm.